I don't even want to do like a thing. Show? Yeah, let's just get into it. Phillies.
Yeah.
Some big stuff going on.
Finally.
Something happened.
Something did happen. What happened, Justin?
Why am I blanking all of a sudden?
Zach Wheeler?
Zach Wheeler, jeez. 126 mil for three years?
I'm pretty sure. 42.
I don't know why I was blanking, but something happened. I was not expecting it at all. Not one bit. To happen now, like, I was not a... Went right over my head. But that happened.
Great. I love it.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
He deserves it. Anybody that's saying otherwise is wrong. Because our opinions are the only right opinions. So, some things happened in the NFL. Russell Wilson getting released.
Yeah. There's a report that came out that said that the Steelers are not interested in Russ.
That's a lie.
What do you mean that's a lie?
That's a lie. There's no reason for them not to be.
I had a big debate at my house yesterday, and I think the Steelers are the same with Russell Wilson. Or, like, I don't see them.
Oh, I'm not saying they're going to be any better or worse. Yeah. I'm just saying that's a lie, that they're not interested.
Yeah.
There's no way they're not.
The person I was debating with yesterday, if I say his name, might get sued. But he said that Russ Wilson would come to the Bills to be a backup.
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Absolutely not.
No offense.
That is wrong.
I love the man I'm talking about. Guy, tell him the breaking news. Guy might sue us now. Look at us.
As much as people might think he's not the same, he's still starting quarterback caliber. Yeah.
And plus, why would he take a backup job at 35 years old?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really make any sense. There's no way that the Steelers saw on social media Russell Wilson released and didn't get a little bit of interest. I don't believe it.
I think there was some interest. But I don't know. The other Steelers are. They're probably gonna give Kenny Pickett one more year.
But or like five more years.
Or five more. Or 10. Or 12. But I want to go back to baseball though. I'm excited. Lucas Giolito got hurt, which is pretty bad. He got put on IR. I don't even know who the pitching is. The Red Sox, the Phillies. Did you see Bryce Harper's play?
Yeah, at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a guy.
And Bryson.
See, I was trying to watch yesterday's game. I could not get it up on my TV. So that sucked. But, winding down the clock, how many days we got left till opening day? Like 24?
Something like that. We're getting there.
We're getting there. Open, is that at the bank?
I just wish we could, like, fast forward to playoffs. Because that's
the problem.
That's what I'm excited for.
Well, we need the season, though.
Is
the Phillies season start in Philadelphia? There it is.
I can check.
Atlanta. That's a great opening day series, too. Phillies, Atlanta. Jeez Louise.
Sorry, I had two things open. Yeah, let me see if they open in Philly. Okay, that's spring training. Spring training.
First series is Atlanta. That's the first
thing. Yeah, they're home.
Home? Great. Cannot wait.
Then they're home again the next series, and then they're away.
They got at least go, what is it, first two series?
March 28th, 23 days.
4-2. We got to go 4-2 first.
23 days.
23 days? You know who else is number 23? Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan. Good ball player.
Good ball player.
Good ball player.
I don't think that describes him well.
He's a great ball player.
Yeah.
LeBron James?
40,000 points.
40,000 points. I will say this. This has been horrendous. We're just off topic the whole time, just going back.
No, I kind of like this.
Kind of like it. Feels like we're like a jumbo. Like.
Nah, we're fine.
We're fine.
Yeah. 40,000 points though. Yeah. First player ever do it. Also,
probably the last player
to ever do it. Yeah, probably the only player ever to go this many seasons. Actually, that's a lie.
And he has 10,000 points, 11,000 rebounds.
Yeah, it's
great basketball player.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right.
Did
seem that they lost though.
Thunder lost.
They did lose. Celtics won. What can I say? Great basketball team. three games of winning 50 plus. You know, three games of winning 50 plus. I will say, watch them. I don't. They have to win the championship this year.
Oh, they have to.
They have to. If they lose, oh my god.
Are you betting? Like, are you Like, what's your, out of 100%, what are you at for the Celtics winning the championship?
See, my only problem is sometimes rebounding. Because I feel like if sometimes they do have a trouble, like, I think like offensive rebounds, like getting like guys like to not, like letting up too many offensive rebounds. But if they play defense the way they play defense and they play offense like they play offense, at least, so the only threat I would say is the Bucks and who else? And the Cavs. But realistically, the way I see them going.
And the Sixers.
No, not even close. Not the Sixers.
Well, yeah. No, I disagree.
Why do you disagree?
Because it's the Sixers, and they're going to have Joel in, back in time.
Celtics own the Sixers.
I think both teams are at a fair share of, like, what they do in the playoffs.
Play them. Every single time they play each other in the playoffs, Celtics are like 3-0.
It's the same outcome every time. They both don't win the championship.
No.
So
I think the Celtics win the championship. I don't care. Like the only threat in the West, I think, is the Nuggets. I don't know about OKC. They give up way too many rebounds, and I could see the Timberwolves being in there. But like, I don't know how you go up this team 1-5. You kind of can't, because if you leave Drew open, he's hitting 47% with the three. You can't leave Derek. You can't double team any player. Like, you can't double team Jason. You can't double team Jalen. I don't know why the Warriors thought they could leave Jalen Brown wide open for three, like four straight possessions.
Because he's the dunk contest champion.
No.
No, I know. Yeah. That was. He didn't even deserve to be in there. Let's be honest.
Yeah, not, but hey, good for him. But it was stupid to let Jalen Brown shoot that much. Well, for the Warriors, it's stupid, not the Celtics. And then Kristaps Porzingis didn't even play that game. They won by 50.
Yeah, because he's washed.
He's not washed.
He's washed.
He's not. He's averaging 20 points. He's having one of his better years.
How many players in the NBA are averaging 20 points?
Dude, the way he's interjecting this offense is different.
Yeah.
He has. They've never been this good on offense. Sitting like probably, you cannot tell me that. Jason Tatum's probably one of his best seasons with Kristaps Porzingis. And Porzingis is one of the best post-up players, one of the best three-point, big men three-point. Like, he does it all. He's better. He's a better version. He's better than Robert Williams, of course. And that you can put Al Horford on the bench. Now you have six people that you can go to for reliable minutes. You have Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser who can knock down a three-ball. Or Peyton Pritchard who can work off the dribble. Like they got a great 8-man rotation. Plus with Tillman getting more action, Brissett, who can just be a guy that gets a hustle guy, gets rebounds. I give them a 70% chance to win.
You're hyping them up a lot just for them to choke in the playoffs.
They're not choking in the playoffs. They cannot choke this year. I don't see any team going 1-5 against this team. I can't. Who are you gonna guard? Can't leave Derek White over three. Can't leave Drew. Derek White, bald head Derek White, you can't leave him over three. Drew Holiday hitting 43% from three. Tatum, Brown, Kristaps.
How many threes has Drew Holiday attempted this season?
Let's do some work here. Right? Let's do some. Drew Holiday.
I think you're gassing this team up way too much.
How am I gassing team up?
Because I cannot wait to go back to this podcast episode. After seeing the Celtics choke in the playoffs.
He's shooting 4.5 threes a game. He's shooting 45% from three.
How many threes this season? Like, how many attempts?
How many attempts? Let me go to totals. 3-point attempts, 250.
All right. It's not bad.
Yeah. His career high is 411 last year.
I still think that Kristaps thing you said was foolish, but
how?
You're saying Tatum has never played this good.
No, Kristaps? No. I'm saying that the way they played. Let me take the Tatum.
He didn't play last game.
I know, but he's played like I think he's played 40 something, 50 something.
He's played like I think 43, 44 games.
He's played more.
I don't think he has.
He played 44. See,
okay.
A game more.
I said 43 or 44.
No,
I didn't. You can go back on the recording if you want.
I just think Kristaps gives them the next level to the team. Because usually They had Al Horford. I love Al. He's just not a starter anymore. Robert Williams could not give you anything on the offensive side. And Kristaps is giving you 20 points, 2 blocks a game. I need that. Like, that, you have to have that. And he's shooting 37% from 3 and 52% from the field. So, yeah.
Sounds like every other power forward slash center in the league to me. I don't know. I'm just... I don't think it's that impressive, but I think the Celtics are way, like, I think they'd just be pretty much the same team without him. I don't think he's... I don't know.
Derek White. I love Derek White. My favorite player.
A lot of people hate on him.
I don't know why. They're a bald head of his.
Yeah. A lot of people like to hate... like to hate on him, but I don't really know why. I think he's a good ball player. So
great, good. You're underselling him. He's great.
You just called Michael Jordan good.
I was a joke. You know what I meant.
So you're calling Derek White better than Michael Jordan? Okay.
No, right. I said a good ball player, like a joke. I knew he's an all-time great. He's my GOAT. Of course I would call him. Of course he's great. But I can't call Derek White what he does on the floor great or good.
He's your all-time great, but you haven't even seen him play a basketball game.
Why can't I?
No, he's absolutely still my all-time great. But
what are we talking about? This is a mess.
No, this is great.
This is great.
Let's move over to MLB.
Yep.
Let's move back to MLB.
Yeah.
You
know who's a great ball player? Barry Bonds. He's a great ball player. He's my goat.
What's the Phillies' record this spring training?
Probably under 500.
No way.
Yeah, I think they're 2 because they tied so many games.
2-1, 3-1, 3-2, 3-4.
They're 4-4.
Yeah, they're like
with like 3 ties.
Yeah, with like 3 ties, 2 ties.
Mets at 4-5. What a shocker.
Huh? They play like for did you see Paul Skenes get absolutely the rope of a home run? Yeah. That was nasty.
He's always playing bad in practice.
Yeah, that was the funniest part in my opinion is everyone on Instagram is like, of course it's Amed Rosario.
I didn't know he was on the race.
I think I remember that happening, but
I thought he was on like some of the teams. Oh, we gotta mention on the NFL, Jason Kelce retiring.
Oh, totally forgot about that.
I just saw
it. Yeah. Philly legend. It just came out right now, actually, that he was retiring.
No. Philly legend.
Sad. Very sad. You don't have to be an Eagles fan, but...
I'm going to miss watching that guy play football.
Will you?
I will. Because just the stuff he does. He's athletic. He's gritty. He's grindy.
Okay. That is true. Guy's knees are and his elbows. Like, have you all like the sleeves he wears every game?
Also, just a great personality.
Yeah,
On the podcast he does.
Yeah,
he's on all podcasts. No way.
Yeah, we wouldn't complain if he was on here, but
no, not even one bit. Some publicity, you know, needs some. Jeez,
It's gonna
miss because that makes the Eagles so much of a different team. It feels like without Jason Kelce.
Yeah,
especially on offense.
It was a matter of time though, and I think it was this year. I think he made the right decision.
After that Bucks game,
yeah,
it was. You probably just feel it.
Not even that. It's just if you're going into another season, it's a matter. It's the clock is ticking basically for him to get a bad injury.
And
so
like. Like, he's, like, another training camp, another that.
Yeah, it just felt right this season. There was nothing, obviously, he could have gone probably another season or two.
Oh, yeah.
But.
In his mind.
It just felt right. Like, yeah. it was just time.
Yeah.
To be honest, for a little bit, I thought he was not going to retire, and he was just going to fake everybody out, but he didn't.
They're not. Thanks, you know, number 62, Hall of Famer, I will say. He will be a Hall of Famer. He should.
Yeah, he will.
Has to be.
Now, if they didn't get that Super Bowl championship, do you think he would have been?
It's tough because of a center.
Exactly, yeah. Like, it's...
But, like, what is... How many... I forget how many All-Pros, but he had over, I think, at least 4 All-Pros.
I think he would have still gotten it.
Yeah.
But
that's... Super Bowl definitely helped.
Super Bowl definitely helped.
That speech was great by Nick Foles. About Nick Foles having a... Can't say it on air. But, if you look at it, if you read the text, you know...
Yeah, if you know, you know.
If you know.
Baseball. Another thing, the Kelce thing. The really thing that made me sad, he went in on that like whole Andy Reid situation. That was sad. Like that.
I did not get that.
He was talking about how like Andy Reid trusted him. He got drafted by Andy Reid.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, he drafted Travis to the Chiefs. Like, I feel like Andy Reid's like their grandfather.
Yeah.
Like.
And then you had like Chip Kelly, who was like the evil stepdad.
He was Chip Kelly. But
he's Chip Kelly, Ohio State.
Yeah, what's he doing there now?
Offensive coordinator.
So they're gonna lose.
No, they might win the whole thing.
All right.
The way Chip Kelly is in college football, they might win the whole thing.
Alright, what do you wanna touch on in MLB?
Heck, we're gonna go to MLB and then Jesus Christ or the Jesus Kelly thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's really nothing to talk about. I mean,
we could talk about the combine, what happened. Like,
yeah,
stuff happened.
I think the main thing, 40-yard dash being broken.
Right, Xavier Worthy. Who will be a Buffalo Bill?
What about
Adunze?
Yeah, what about him? I thought you said he was going to be a Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, he's going top 10. I'm sorry, break it. He's probably going top 10.
I remember you kept saying he was going to be...
I said, after a couple months, since like the end of the college football season, he's going top 10. Mm-hmm. I want Brian Thomas from the LSU, but he's probably going probably before the Bills.
Right when
Keon Coleman I want, but I don't think he's... I don't think he's the Bills going to draft him.
Yeah.
I like Adion Mitchell, Brian Thomas... Davey Worthy.
Can we talk about the QB's throwing though?
So I catch a lot of the combine.
That was not.
So what happened?
That was not pretty.
I did not see. Well, see, I saw Joe Milton. He threw an absolute dime down the field. What are some types?
Yeah, like I don't want to see the best of. I just want to see like the whole thing. Like it was pretty. It was rough.
Who threw? It was not McDaniel. Daniels did not throw. May did not throw.
You're Boy. Asking who threw?
Yeah.
Bo Nix, Michael Penix.
So I saw some
McCarthy.
I know those three.
Long mullet. I forget his name. This guy. Beard, mullet, kind of.
Sam Hartman?
Yeah, he threw.
Who do you think will go after McDaniels? Who do you think will after? I keep calling him like Jaden McDaniels. Who do you think will go after Daniels, Jaden Daniels? Bo Nix, McCarthy, or Penix? Who do you think is going to get drafted after?
I think it's wait. After who?
Daniels. After the third QB.
Who'd you say? Penix?
Penix, Nix, or McCarthy?
It's not going to be Nix. I can mark that off.
I think Nix might be early second round.
I think it's probably... If I were a GM, I would say Penix. But I feel like it's going to be McCarthy just because he has that championship.
And plus, there's like... I feel like the unknown with McCarthy might make him go higher.
Yeah. Also, the receivers looked rough, too. And what is that drill called in the combine? It's like the long toss. Like, what is that called? Is it just...
I think it's when they just go deep.
Yeah.
I think it's just a deep ball.
Yeah.
Dude, this was the celebration after this was absolutely epic. Like,
yeah.
Gunshot. Bang. What a guy Joe Milton is.
I wish I could see, like, all of them.
Joe Milton is a cannon overall.
QB's combine. And then, I saw something. I didn't even know this. Jay Cutler did the bench press.
I saw that too.
I didn't even know that was like.
I saw something on Twitter about that. I call it Twitter. Do you call it X or Twitter?
Twitter.
Thank you.
Only. Bo Nix combine. Because I remember seeing Bo Nix's the throws he was having, and it was
put all his good throws.
It was pretty.
I would say Bo Nix. He's a tall fella. My God, what a dog. Oregon.
Is this it? No, it's probably the end. Yeah. Like. See,
you just thumb the ball as hard as you can.
Yeah. The only person I feel like that can do this really accurate is Penix.
Oh, yeah. Penix got it. Got it. What would you say? I got a dart throw.
Yeah. And a lefty.
Lefties are so pretty.
I know. Like,
especially in basketball. Lefty throws are just, like, shots.
Yeah. The jump shots for lefties are nice.
Man, Bo Nix, 61 career starts. That might be 3,500.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a... Indeed. That was a good throw.
Play a lot of, bunch of college football playoff games? No.
Well, I wonder how the nerves feel in this.
Probably high. Just because you have NFL scale. It's not like you're at like a college football. It's not like you're at like a game. And you're playing, you're like performing in front of scouts.
Is the college, isn't a college ball smaller than an NFL ball? Or am I? Dr. Schultz? Do you know if a college ball is smaller than an NFL ball?
It's a tiny little bit smaller.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. These free agency's coming up in the NFL, 13th.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then they did the. I think is this new hardest throw?
No, I don't know this.
I don't remember doing.
God, I'm gonna throw a 70. That guy might throw.
I wonder what Patrick Mahomes gets on that. Where's a Penix's? Here we go. And he was wearing the purple
do-rag. What a guy.
Repping Washington.
What do you think he goes? What team do you think he would go to?
I don't even really know the draft order, so.
I think he goes...
Like, that's just light work for him. And the receiver just sold.
I think he goes late first.
Like, look at this ball. That's the receiver's fault. Watch this. He didn't even, like, reach out for it. He just...
That looks like my Cole Hardman.
Like... God, that guy's tall.
Yeah.
And he dropped it.
So, yeah, he dropped some.
I feel like the more nerve-wracking position, though, is definitely wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like, that was also, like, that was kind of... Yeah, it was a little outside.
I could do that.
Like, I feel like with wide receiver, you're kind of focusing on catching the ball, and there's always... I feel like quarterback is just, like, once you do it so many times, it's just, like,
I think muscle memory. I think quarterback's probably still harder. I don't think the combine is that much harder.
I just think that the combine wide receiver is most stressful.
Because you gotta do so much.
Yeah, and like quarterback is just like I said, it's just muscle memory. Like once you do it so many times, you don't really feel the nerves. I feel like, but for wide receiver, you have to like run the right route and then focus on catching the ball.
Yeah.
And a quarterback's thrown to you that you've never gotten thrown to before.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I think we covered everything. There's really nothing to go on about because still, again, waiting for MLB. But once March 28th comes around,
yeah.
then we'll start
March
picking
Madness
it up.
Coming up.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Me too.
But this is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. We'll be back next time.